The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'm so sad as we get closer to Halloween because we're not going to have any trick-or-treaters at our house. Let's talk about it. Happy Tuesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm trying to be happy. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A. What are you saying?
Because we live in this new community, which I love our house. Don't get me wrong. I work very hard for this beautiful home and all that good stuff. But it looks like a freaking construction zone. Nobody's going to come over. I bought these huge bags of candy. I was telling Otto, he said, don't worry, I ate them all.
Yes,
but it doesn't matter.
Knock those out.
You already knew automatically.
I know, because they're not showing up. There's no way. Nobody's coming to a gated community that's full of construction.
And I don't know how to open
it. And if they do, they're just coming to break windows and break stuff in the construction zone.
No, they're not.
I don't know about
I'm not going to lie. 12-year-old me would have been like, yo, let's go in there and go wreck some stuff.
You can't. Well, that was like before inflation. You can't toilet paper houses now, dude. That's way. Wait.
If you toilet paper house now, you rich.
If you toilet paper my house right now, I'm going to pick that toilet paper up and use it for the next 2 months is what I'm going to do. But also, let me push back, Dana. I think you guys are going to get a little bit of trick-or-treaters because if I was a young trick-or-treater and I looked into your neighborhood, first thought in my head is somebody in there has full-size candy bars.
Well, not this house.
Oh, no.
I got the minis. I'm not a full-size candy bar purchaser. They cost too much. Maybe our neighbor over here on the right might.
They're going to be sadly disappointed. There's only like two people that live in this neighborhood full time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, what about you guys are the best people ever? The best people on Halloween are the people who just leave the buckets out.
I'm believing it's going to be full.
I have trust issues. I'm not doing that. I want the kids to come to our house. I want the kids to knock on the door and go trick or treat. And I like to look at the little costumes. Even the grown kids who barely dress up, they just want free candy. I don't mind them too much. You know, they're 16, 17.
I get it.
They got like a white t-shirt and like one black eye or something.
They saw Clockwork Orange for the first time.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, okay.
Shout out to the Clockwork Orange reference right there. Didn't know I was in here with the film criticism expert right there,
right? I did take those classes in college.
I think you did.
Got an A in that one.
Whoa.
What can we put out in front of our yard to let people know? Well, you can't even see our yard. I don't know what
to do. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, maybe a scene from Casablanca or something. I don't know. I don't know. Automatic. I'm so blown away.
Maybe some pumpkins.
Nosferatu. That's what we can dress up as.
Anyway, I want the kids to come by the Casa House. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and kick it off with National Cat Day. Shout out to producer Chewy and all the cat lovers out there around the world.
I've had black cats my whole life. I don't want another black cat.
And it is International Internet Day. The World Wide Web was made public on this day in 1991.
Dang, she old.
She's old. And I'm about to reveal something. My friend got the internet when they first started.
Dang, you old.
I was like... But I remember I was so blown away by it because we would get on like the chat rooms and talk to other people. I remember I went home and I told my dad, I was like, Dad, we have to get the internet.
And did he?
It took a little while. We got it. The AOL chat rooms were like a whole other world to be in.
That really explains your inside knowledge on, you know, international films.
I'm sure there were quite a few films that you watched.
Yeah. All mine were just POV.
Those were too. You couldn't download that stuff at that time. It took way too long.
Let's go to wrap it up on National Hermit Day. That's a hermit activity right there.
It is.
If I would have stayed on the internet like I did as a kid, I would have been a hermit.
That's why people don't leave their house anymore. Yes. They just stay on the internet all the time. Get outside, go walk around, come to my house and go trick-or-treating.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Looking for some last-minute costume ideas that are going to hit? And if you haven't bought a costume yet, here's a list of the most popular. Number one is Barbie. A princess came in at number two. Spider-Man, number three. Wednesday Addams is number four, and a dinosaur is number five.
Dinosaur's classic. Can't go wrong with it. You know, it's been here since the bang.
I don't lie, that was funny. Little universe humor. All right, but what about creative costumes? Look, these are last minute or whatever, but for the people that took time to create those costumes, automatic.
One time I was in a bind and I have the bacon costume that everybody's seen.
Yeah, slab of bacon. Okay.
Yeah, slab of bacon. Yeah. And then I added to it by putting this demonic pig head on me with some blood.
Which is sick.
Yes, but became like it was a hit costume.
Well, everybody,
people actually hit me up this year about that costume. It's been about 6 or 7 years.
I still
years.
Remember you DJed all night with that pig head on and the bacon
you
body.
You sound like an evil piglet. People to eat vegan. I like it, dude.
Oh, man. Anthony, what's your most creative
not
costume?
As creative as an evil pig. But
my demonic pig bacon?
But I did Where's Waldo for like 3 years, and that was always a hit.
That's good. Where's Waldo is always good. Yeah.
What's your most creative, Dana?
So, honestly, I don't have a very creative repertoire when it comes to my
you
Halloween
You were Black Swan.
Ideas.
I remember that was
that
good.
That was a good one. That was a good one. But what I want to do next year, because this woman was teaching all of us how to do hip-hop in the late 90s.
You want to be her?
Take a listen, and I'll tell you where you can see the video.
Hey, I'm Dina. I think the first thing that you need to know about hip-hop, it's all about your posture, or This is the first thing I will say to you. You want to do hip-hop? You got to stand like this.
Now, just listening to it, you can imagine what the video looks like. Yes,
I'm going to tell you right now, it does not have the scary movie effect on me. I'm not feeling
Go check the videos. I've got some of the most creative that came across my social media timeline at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Hit that follow button.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Eminem and Kid Rock on different sides of politics. Why are they coming together right now? Let's discuss. And this is happy. This is good stuff. But first, Anthony A. Famous People's birthdays.
We have Gabrielle Union celebrating her birthday and Tracee Ellis Ross.
I just can't help but think about Bring It On here, Gabrielle Union. All right. So Eminem and Kid Rock could not be more different when it comes to politics. And Kid Rock delivered a message to Eminem that I think is needed from all of us right now. Take a listen.
I love Eminem. We've been friends for many years. I don't agree with his politics, but I do give credit to him and people like Taylor Swift for standing up and not being afraid to be vocal for that in which they believe. Thinking differently and having the freedom to do so is what makes this country great.
The idea that we have to hate one another for thinking differently, for believing differently, for loving someone differently, for being of a different religion, for looking differently, it just doesn't make any sense
at all.
That's
not what America's about. America's about the freedom of choice. That's what makes, I mean, Kid Rock just said it, but that's what makes this country
great. It is about the freedom of choice. And I'm elated to finally be able to come back out as a Kid Rock fan.
Oh,
he was saying, some of the craziest stuff for a while. And it was tough
drunk
out here.
All the time.
Yeah, dude, it was bad out here as a Kid Rock fan, but now I can just be like, bomb, ticka bomb, ticka bomb, bang.
Kid Rock and Eminem have a lot in common, actually, when you think about it, because they both suffered through addiction, right? Mm. And they're good friends. They're friends and they don't agree. That's what I
and
like.
They always
I,
dress like they're on a cigarette run. Both of them, dude. They both always are like hoodies.
It's like the Michigan look. Yeah.
I guess. I don't know anything about the Midwest, but is that what it is, automatic? I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
It must be. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just glad that they're speaking openly to each other about this. Eminem threw a message, and he was like, love you, Bob. I mean, they call each other by their first names.
His name? Yeah, his real name
Kid
is Bob.
Rock's name is
oh,
Bob.
Well, that's a big reveal right there. Oh, well, then, yeah, I don't know his political
Bob
stance.
Bob and Marshall
if
hanging out together.
Bob and Marshall. They should make an album. I'll buy that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
America, for the first time in over a decade, the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup is not the number one favorite candy. I can't wait to tell you what knocked it out of its place. Let's list the best and worst candy right now. Let's start with worst.
The worst candy?
The worst. Yeah.
I don't know if there's a such thing as bad candy.
Automatic, there is bad candy.
I'll give it to you on that automatic. You know, you just got to, it's not horrible candy or anything like that. It's just not your flavor.
It's so bad. Like licorice to me. Blah.
Oh,
so
I love
disgusting.
Licorice.
Well, anyway, here's the top five worst candies. Number five, Twizzler. I agree.
Twizzler's
like,
great.
Okay. It tastes like rubber cherry.
I mean, but if you go to the movies and you use it as a straw, it's delicious.
Way better than a paper straw.
Thank you.
Way better than a paper straw.
And it saves the turtles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number four, Dots.
Those like little gummies. They kind of stick to your mouth. They come in a cardboard box.
Another great movie candy.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, man. That's a classic.
It keeps you picking at your teeth throughout the movie. It's endless flavor.
The next one, number three, it tastes like, let me describe it and see if you can guess. Sugared chalk.
Oh, yeah, Smarties.
Yes,
Smarties are good.
Sugar chalk.
Not only can you use them to draw, but they're kind of tasty.
See, like, come on. Like, you ain't got to appreciate, nobody appreciates the Smarties.
I love a Smarties.
I appreciate the Smarties. They're there.
I like the sour ones.
And, as like a person who don't want to spend a lot of money on these damn kids, I'm going to buy a box of Smarties.
Like,
yeah, y'all getting Smarties for me, dog.
You can get your house eggs.
Number two, candy corn.
I love me some candy corn.
Now, that's candy corn sketch. Candy corn sketch.
And anyone who likes candy corn, automatic is sketch.
I'm obviously addicted to sugar.
Candy
okay?
corn just hits a little bit different because a lot of times people put it like in a bowl. Thing and since COVID, you don't want to be putting your
hands
in the
lick
bowl.
Your fingers and put it back in there.
You got COVID corn
dip.
Now.
Yeah, man, come on, COVID corn. Number one, the Tootsie Roll.
Oh, I love me a Tootsie Roll too, especially the long ones.
Shout out to the Tootsie Rolls that come in other flavors sometimes. I feel like
the
I only see
strawberry one is banging.
Yeah, I feel like I only see those ones during the holidays time.
I agree with
Halloween
that being
time.
Number one, except the licorice was out of the top five. Licorice is gross too. All right, here we are, the best candy. According to a new list by Delish.com, number five, Butterfingers.
Yummy.
Very good.
Best Blizzard out there.
Number four, Kit Kat. Really? Number four? Seriously?
I believe that. That I mean, feel it's, like it's, this a top, is all, it's a top five.
Oh, God. I already feel I'm passionate about candies. I already feel like this is already a different category of candy than the ones that we hated on.
I think Kit Kat should have been number one, but that's just me. All okay. Right. Number three, Snickers.
Ooh, yummy.
Yeah, Snickers is there.
It's solid. It's a go-to. Yeah. It's a meal replacement bar to me.
For sure. Facts, dude.
Number two, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I know it's number one.
You know it's number one? Okay. Mm-hmm. You want to take a guess, Anthony?
I'm going to say Twix.
Okay. DJ Automatic?
I don't know. Tell me.
M&M's!
I love me some peanut M&M's. Solid go-to. I feel like that's actually a meal.
What?
Candy bar, you said, is a meal, is a power bar. I would like to think that the new non-binary purple M&M made them number one. That's what.
Oh, okay. All right. So there's an agenda here. All right. That's cool. Let's do it.
There is not an agenda.
It's a pronoun agenda through M&M's.
Someone get a little boozy on the phone. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
1 year after Matthew Perry accidentally overdosed, his family is finally speaking up. We're going to play some of the audio right now. But first, Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
We have the lovely Tracy Ellis Ross celebrating her birthday. We also have Gabrielle Union, and we'll wrap it up right there.
Matthew Perry's family is speaking out 1 year after his death. He accidentally overdosed on ketamine. We now know that the people around him were responsible for providing those illegal drugs, and all of them are facing charges. Now, his dad, I had no idea, his stepfather is Keith Morrison, the host of Dateline.
Oh.
And his mother and his
the
sister.
The white-haired guy?
Yes.
With the voice?
Yes, the voice. And you'll hear him, his mother, and his sister talking about Matthew right now.
It must be said, I think, that he was also very lonely in his soul.
He had an insecure, often very sad guy.
I don't even know if in his mind he had relapsed.
Even when he was struggling in dark times, we were always proud of him.
People who have put themselves in the business of supplying people with the drugs that'll kill them, that they are now on notice. It doesn't matter what your professional credentials are, you're going down, baby.
You know, we say this because we talk a lot about our past and we make jokes. To hear that he was sad and lonely and understand that, I believe his comedic outlet was letting some of that go, you know, and reaching for drugs, unfortunately, was his way of trying to not think about that sadness and that loneliness. But when you hear Keith Morrison at the end say, you deal in these drugs, we don't care if you're doctors, you're going down. And when you really think about the amount of prescription drugs that physicians have been giving to people.
So many families here in America, mine in particular, because I've had death because of it.
And Automatic, you're pretty open to discuss that kind of thing. These doctors have created addicts all over the country.
Yeah.
And when you can't get any more pills, you're on the streets looking for whatever, and then really a fentanyl, and it's horrible.
It's a global pandemic, and then it's just, you know, costing more and more lives around the world, too. And there's no silver lining in anything, but, you know, these idiot criminals that did this to Matthew Perry, they picked the wrong one. Because, like, the father, the guy's on Dateline. Like, he is built to, like,
get this will be for a living.
Justice is on the way. That's the thing.
I think the most important thing that we've learned from all of this, and now finally people talking about drug addiction, yourself, Automatic, talking about your family, is you have to teach your kids it's a different day. I know, and a lot of people listening probably experimented themselves and don't even want their children to know. Now's not the time to hide. Now is the time to be open about the dangers of fentanyl, and it is just a different time. Don't do drugs. It is like playing Russian roulette, and nobody wins in that game.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All treats, no tricks. Working to get some free food this week for Halloween. We'll talk about it in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Happy Tuesday. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. the check engine poppy.
First hashtag, according to a new study out of UCLA, teens want less sex in movies and TV shows. People ages 10 to 24 want to see more friendships, which doesn't surprise me. Our daughter's favorite show is Gilmore Girls, the least sexy show of all time. I think people are tired of being inundated, even our kids, with constant over-sexualization, whether it's on social media, movies. They just don't want to see it anymore. 62.4%.
Yeah, you could say one thing and practice another. Have you looked at the internet?
That's what I'm saying. But if you look at Netflix, all of the shows right now that are trending don't have that in there. And it's not even fun anymore.
I agree. Damn, dude. I feel bad for your husband, fool.
No, don't feel bad. He's always looking at those movies. That's why I'm like, it's not even fun anymore.
Let's not go say always, okay? Let's not say that.
Anyway, food news, DJ Automatic. Tonight, you and I are watching Gilmore Girls.
I'm never going to watch that. All right, Buffalo Wild Wings on Halloween, they're going to do a BOGO deal. So you buy one, order of chicken wings, you're going to get another order free. So for the rest of the week, I'm going to tell you where you can get free stuff on Halloween.
Okay, I like to wash my Kit Kat down with wings. That sounds good.
A little grease and sugar.
When I eat a lot of candy, I need something that's not sweet right after, so then I can go back to eating more candy.
I just love Buffalo Wild Wings, dog.
You need to know that.
Mainly because I used to hook up with a bartender over there. So
shout out. Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yeah, shout out to you, Cindy. It's been BOGO over there.
Yes, sir.
I shouldn't say that. She has a husband now.
Why are you putting Cindy's name out there like that?
I didn't mean to use her real name. My fault.
Pull up to Wild Wings. Tell Cindy we said what's up. All right. National Day, Anthony A.
Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed. All right. It is International Internet Day. Speaking of all the internet talk, the World Wide Web was made public on this day in 1991, and it's been serving DJ Automatic good.
Shout out to all the other pioneers out there.
Who knew the internet was a millennial? Hey.
And today we celebrate cats. It's National Cat Day. One of my favorite things about cats is you get ignored by an adorable creature. Shout out to all you cats.
You do. They only want you to pet them. They're kind of like women when they need something. I want a cat so badly. Automatic's like, he's thinking about it. Cats are independent. You can leave for a month as long as you put out a whole bag of cat food and then water. The cat's fine.
Relax. Yeah, but who's going to clean all the litter box, though? That's the thing. That's why I don't want a cat, because I'm already in charge of the dogs.
They cover it up. They cover their stuff up. And cats sleep with you, and they draw out your negative energy. Did you know that? That's a real thing.
What? I just don't love picking up after cats.
My mom has a cat, and you know darn well you don't smell nothing when you walk in.
She's doing it twice a day.
Guys, this took a turn. I thought we were going to do a purr off automatic because we were leading that way because Dana's bringing up the relaxation and a cat's purr.
Okay, who can purr?
All right, here we go, Anthony? Dog. Here's my tribute to cats when I'm trying to purr.
I think that's why Cindy got her another husband. Oh, no.
Here it goes.
Oh, you sassy.
Somebody automatic change that litter box, boy.
That purr was, it was nice, automatic. No,
I grew up with a lot of kitty.
Yeah, no Gilmore Girls tonight, baby, all right?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.